Trevor Scanlon, FAI Regional Manager, coming up next week in Letterkenny. There's a seminar at the Station House Hotel in Letterkenny at 7 o'clock. It's in relation to the funding that is available to clubs. And we do have this Sports Capital and Equipment Programme, which has certainly led to a lot of investment at grassroots level. So perhaps you can explain to us a little bit more about what it's about and the fact that there is scope for more clubs to look for funding.
Great stuff, Chris. Listen, and thanks for reaching out. Look, it's an opportunity for our clubs to get some well-needed money to help, whether that's in capital projects or maybe just equipment. And we have, up to date, we've had national webinars, regional webinars, and again on Wednesday, the 30th of August, down in the Station House Hotel, Walter Holland, who's our head of grants and funding infrastructure development, he'd be there at hand to talk to people, because the whole idea with this, I mean, we've traditionally we've hadn't had a lot of clubs that was applying for this kind of funding, and again, what we've tried to do from the 2019 program to today is just kind of demystify the whole approach of doing it. So we've been around it, with the use of just online, we've been able to talk to people as far as, you know, getting their application through webinars. And this is probably the final step in it now, where Walter's actually coming to the different regions and reaching out to the people. So listen, come and meet me if you have any questions, any queries got to do with the program, just let me know. So yeah, mm-hmm. So that's the Station House Hotel. It's at 7 p.m. Chris.
Yeah.
And it's on Wednesday, the 30th of August.
And maybe sometimes clubs don't come because maybe they don't need a new pitch or they're not looking for floodlights. You know, it could be something quite small. So are we talking about anything from just adding on an extra toilet or a referee's room, or sort of there's a big scope there, yeah? Big variety.
Well, I suppose people thought, well, you know what, we're excluded because we don't own our own ground. And that's true. I mean, in order to avail of the 200,000 plus kind of schemes, it's for clubs who own their own grounds or maybe have over maybe a 15-year lease. But there's up to €70,000 for equipment grants. And that's everything from goalposts to dugouts to jerseys to bibs to football. So in this, there's something for everybody in this, Chris. And I know we've just recently launched our facilities investment vision. I know, I mean, there was something like $426.4 million that we went to government to say, this is what we need to revolutionise our facilities in the country. But part of that is again, it's the likes of the Sports Capital and Equipment Programme. It's there for everybody. There's something in it for everybody, whether you're looking at a new clubhouse to updo your existing grass or pitches or astro pitches. But there's something here for everybody. We're here to help, Chris. And again, we're just trying to demystify the whole approach to it.
Yeah. And the process from application to actually getting funding, what sort of time scale are we talking about?
We're not exactly sure now. I suppose the deadline for this is going to be September 8th. And I'd imagine the turnaround can be quite slow and probably up to maybe 8 to 12 months. I'm not sure. But I'm sure the government will let us know how quickly that's going to be turned around. But again, it's just the opportunity. I mean, we've seen a 95% increase in the amount of football clubs that have actually gone and received funding for this. So there's a huge success rate. But what we're trying to encourage clubs, please, 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 put in an application for funding. Let us help you out. And let's get you started and getting some of those that most needed funding, you know.
And facilities, Trevor, do play such an important part, especially when you're competing with other sports as well. And you look at the leaps and bounds that junior and intermediate clubs have come on in Donegal over the last couple of decades, but you have to keep pace with the change.
There's so much more work needed, Chris. You know that yourself. I mean, throughout Inishowen and Donegal, we've got some really, really fine facilities. But they take maintenance. They take updating. And again, if you see the new kids that are coming on board now, we're going to see massive, massive growth in the female game as well. And that means changing those facilities for our girls to make sure that when our girls come and play at our clubs, that they feel safe there and that there's facilities worthy to have them in the clubs. Just that takes investment. That takes updating and changing. And again, going back to it, this program is a great opportunity for the clubs to take advantage of this.
Yeah, that's interesting that you mentioned that the women's side of the game. I know one particular facility, and they're looking to put on new dressing rooms. They have a number of pitches, but with extra girls teams there, they need more changing rooms. And, you know, other clubs could be in a similar situation.
Yeah, we recently just held a facilities order in the country, and the feedback from some of the existing facilities that we simply don't have the adequate, not even top class, but adequate facilities to make sure that our girls are comfortable and that they feel, I suppose, feel just that the facilities that we have there are just adequate for the girls to go in and just enjoy being there. So there is a huge amount of work that needs to be done, absolutely massive, yeah.
So summing things up, next Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Station House Hotel in Letterkenny, Walter Holleran, the head of grant funding and infrastructural development, he'll be there. And if you've any questions at all, this is the time to come along.
Bring your plans, bring your ideas, bring all your questions, and Walter will sort everything out on the night, Chris.
And in a nutshell, if you're not in, you can't win.
That's exactly it.